51 degrees at 6:33. I'm Alba Lara with WBEZ News. Seven graduate and undergraduate students at Loyola University Chicago were arrested today. They held a sit-in outside the downtown campus to pressure Loyola to recognize the Graduate Student Workers Union. WBEZ's Kate McGee reports.
The sit-in is the latest effort by the Graduate Student Union to get administrators to the bargaining table. Graduate students voted to unionize more than 2 years ago, but Loyola administrators maintain the graduate students are not workers. Graduate student Alex Stubbs says that's insulting.
None of us should have to go to work every single day to teach students, to grade papers, to conduct research, and have our employers pretend like what we do isn't work.
Students say if the university doesn't come to the table, they'll hold a walkout next week. Kate McGee, WBEZ News.
The Metro Transit Agency is launching a new app for riders to report safety concerns to the railroad's police force. Metro Police Chief Joseph Perez says he hopes it'll provide a better way for people to communicate crimes and suspicious activity.
Calling 911 or calling the police department directly is absolutely still an option. But this is a way now for people to quietly and even discreetly report issues immediately to the police department through their cell phone.
The app is called Metro Cops. It allows commuters to anonymously upload photos, videos, or a GPS location for each incident. The $274 million contract is funded by a grant from the federal government. The Kane County Sheriff's Office hopes to bring back electronic home monitoring for some offenders. The program was discontinued in 2017 due to budget cuts. The Elgin Courier News reports Sheriff Ron Hain hopes the program will be in place by September. He says it would cost the county around $2.75 per person a day to have them wear an ankle bracelet. That compares to $65 a day to house an inmate at the Kane County Jail. Take a look at our forecast for tonight. We'll see cloudy skies, chilly with some spotty showers, low around 40. Partly to mostly sunny, cloudy, and turning milder tomorrow. A high near 70, but cooler near the lake, and a few spotty evening showers possible tomorrow night. It's 51 at O'Hare, 53 at Midway, it's 52 at the lake, it's 53 in Crown Point. I'm Alba Lara, WBEZ News.